the land. Lair Adams, entertainer and entrepreneur, answered the call. He joined forces with friend, businessman, and scholar, Christopher Hart. They teamed with lifelong radio pro Nostradamus. Together, they are guardians of liberty and the American way.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the champions of political professional wrestling, Lair Adams, Nostradamus, and Christopher Hart. The American Adversaries, Drive Time.
Rain! Glorious rain! We need it desperately, and hopefully we will absorb some of what has devastated my beloved Colorado. Lair Adams here, live, holding the American Adversaries Drive Time umbrella over you to keep you dry and sane. Thanks to News Talk 660 WORL. Now we have a president who curls up on the floor at the feet of Vladimir Putin, wagging his tail in anticipation of a little pat on the head, who becomes a snarling chihuahua when the Republicans won't give him what he wants. He would rather call them extortionists, a term used for criminals, than meet with them and work something out. Now, Barack Obama has made a career of bumbling ineptness, gross misunderstanding, and unparalleled arrogance. Is it any wonder why liberals love him so much? Now, they don't like my co-host, though. No, sir, not one bit. In fact, he offends them, and he loves it. Christopher Hart.
All right. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for being with us. That's right. You are listening to the American Adversaries. It is Drive Time, and we are on 1520 WBZW, and we're going to be here.
Oh, I did do that about 60. I had already rewritten that.
That's all right. Sorry. Anyway, we're going to be here for the whole show. So if you're listening to us on your radio dial, this is where you're going to have to stay for tonight's show anyway. And once again, want to thank you for being there. Now, this is the last week of the regular season and the last scheduled day game for the Rays. However, it looks pretty good, like they're going to be in the playoffs. And so this may happen again before the actual baseball season ends. But we'll try to keep you alerted as to any schedule changes between now and the end of the regular season and any preemptions that will show up because of the baseball playoffs.
Yeah. Now, Chris, now showing off my dumminess about baseball, now will the schedule be the same as it has been as far as the number of games per week?
Oh, yeah.
In the playoffs, okay.
Yeah. Well, the playoffs, no, there'll be a different schedule for the playoff week. But between now and the end of the season, this should be the last day game.
Gotcha.
And, of course, you never have to worry about this if you listen to us on your smart device by downloading the free 660WORL app or by listening to us on your computer at 660WORL.com. Okay. We are live. You're welcome to call. 407-774-8255 is the number. In a few minutes, we're going to talk about what I'm calling Halloween in New York in September. And what I'm referring to is the UN General Assembly, which is kicking off today. And Iran's new president, Rouhani, is going to speak tomorrow. And so I'm going to speak to the reception that the United States is giving Rouhani and what Rouhani wants to do with that. Before we get to that, and then later on in the show, Nostradamus is going to join us. We're going to talk a little bit about the showdown on Capitol Hill. And also a little bit about the terrorist act in Kenya and another terrorist act in Pakistan where Christians were singled out for death because they were not Muslims. All right. Before we get going here, though, I want to talk about something that the Salem Communication radio network is involved in this week, and we would like all your help that we can get, ladies and gentlemen, and this is to fight childhood hunger. You may have heard the commercials today and over the weekend for the Feed the Children Project. You know, thousands of Florida kids do go to bed hungry every night, regardless of how many food stamps are out there. This is a fact. And we'd like to ask you to join us to feed these children. And it's always better if we do it as a community, so that we don't have to have so many food stamps out there. But we would like to come together to combat hunger here in Central Florida. You can, it's easy, real easy to help out. Just go to 660WORL.com and just follow the prompts. That's 660WORL.com. Or you can call Feed the Children at 866-326-6669. A lot of sixes there, so it's kind of easy to remember. 866-326-6669. Okay, and we're going to be highlighting this each day this week. We want you folks to give as much as you can, but listen to this. It doesn't take much to make a big impact. Because of the way this works out, because of the bulk buying and all the other stuff that goes into this, and the donation matches and everything, for every $5 you give, you will get $25 of impact. In other words, $5 will get $25 worth of food and essentials like soap, toothpaste, things of that nature, deodorants. So your donation is being multiplied by five times. And this organization is one of the highest rated in terms of how many dollars of your donations goes to the,
actually goes to it, yeah,
to the end you want. It's not like, you know, the government where you might get 40 cents on a dollar if you're lucky.
Or people are making a big salary over managing everything.
Right. I believe like 95% of your donation actually goes to, and in this case, more than your donation is going to. So you cannot go wrong with this. And it does go to feeding children. And so please, you know, $5 turns into $25. $100 turns into $500. Just look at it that way. So really, it doesn't take much to make a big impact. So please, 866-326-6669, or simply go online to 660WORL.com and make your donation today. Please do this week. It's going to be a big push this week, sort of like a marathon telethon, if you will. So help us out. Let's get these numbers up as big as we can, and we'll see if we can't come up with something special to kind of juice this up as well. So once again, 866-326-6669, or go online to 660WORL.com to help us feed the kids. Okay? Feed the children. All right. Also, before we get on here, I want to remind you that coming up November 2nd is going to be the second annual golf tournament for Josh. That's Just Our Soldiers Helpers. This is for you golfers out there, or people who would like to sponsor this tournament. It's only $100 for a single player, $380 for a foursome, and it's going to be a load of fun out there. And it's a great golf course.
It's a beautiful course, Timaquan, Chris.
Exactly, Timaquan up there in Lake Mary. So if you want to get involved in this, just go to justoursoldiershelpers.org or go to Josh, that's J-O-S-H, golftournament.com. Josh, golftournament.com. Okay, before we get started talking about the Halloween bash going on starting this week in New York, let's go to Rick on the line, who wants to talk about one of our, I don't know, sort of favorite subjects, liberals.
Blair?
Yes.
I don't care how much devastation has been wrought by them in Colorado. We don't need to absorb any more liberals here.
No, not liberals, just the water. But, you know, when I lived there, I'll tell you this, Rick, I lived there for 5 years. It was a very conservative state. And then what happened is all the liberals began leaving California. You know, they were talking about, oh, how much, and then they moved to Colorado and they took it over.
Well, I know, but But they brought more devastation to that state than any rain has. So
yeah.
Don't invite them. They might take it as an invitation.
Yeah, that's true.
That's why I say when liberals come, it's more like an infestation. You know, they do the damage and then they move on and they take their damage elsewhere. You know, they damage an economy so bad that they don't want to live there anymore. So then they go somewhere else and do it all over again.
And hey, guys,
when they start complaining, you know their job is done.
Well, yeah. You know,
with
all apologies to Nostradamus, though, that for a while was the complaint about Florida with New Yorkers. Hey, the New Yorkers are coming in. They're turning this state liberal.
Well, yeah, that's
but they did bring
they ruined New York, and now they're coming down. Okay, anyway, go ahead, Rick.
But he's concerned.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Rick. Appreciate right. calling in.
Yeah, thanks for being out there. Okay, and we will be here live for the next, 45 minutes or so until the 6 o'clock. And just a reminder, in case you don't know, folks, it's going to be wet most of tonight, if not all
and
of
tomorrow.
Tonight, and a good part of this week. So yep. Be prepared to give yourself a little bit more time if you're going out on the roads or going anywhere. To give yourself a little bit more time to get where you need to go.
Absolutely. Now, Chris, I've got to tell you, I'm really intrigued about what you're saying about the next segment. We're going to talk about Halloween in New York in September. That's a very intriguing title. Are you talking something like the Monster Mash?
More or less. You got that right. You got ghouls, you got dictators, you got
killers, lots of killers and murderers.
You got clowns, you got good boys and good girls. They're all going to be there. And we're going to be right here, folks.
Bank clowns there, too.
For 16 years, Cafe Positano has been famous for blending their traditional Italian family recipes with the latest cuisines. They offer affordable fine dining in the banquet room and more casual dining in the main area. From pizza to specialty dishes and tender, juicy prime rib, everything is made fresh daily, even our sauces. And owner Pasquale Barbara promises you'll want to return. Located 4 miles west on I-4 on 436, phone 407-774-8080.
Cafe Positano is true Italian food, and lo prometto.
Hey, this is Johnny B. Bad, the bad man of World Championship Wrestling, and I'm here to tell you, listen to the American adversaries. They may be some bad men, but they're great guys.
Okay, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, we are the American adversaries, and we want to thank you folks who listen to whatever programming, the other programming that's on WBZW at this time. We want to thank you for allowing us to use your air time. We normally air at this time on 660 WORL, but the Rays baseball game is going on right now, and I hope they're thumping the Orioles again. But it has been looking pretty good for the Rays the last few days, so hopefully they're going to make the playoffs as a wild card team. Okay, speaking of wild cards, there's some wild cards up there in New York collecting this week for the UN General Assembly annual meetings, where it's 193 countries and territories will be there, and represented by their leaders or people representing their highest people in their government. And the main act, however, is going to be this dance going on between Iran and the United States. The new president of Iran, Rouhani, has been making overtures, let's just say. Their government has been making strong overtures to try to kiss and make up with the United States of America. And they see Barack Obama as a ready partner.
Participant.
To put it generously or put it mildly. But it's something that I think that they've learned that this president wants to make a deal. He doesn't want to use force. He seems to, unless it's a drone, doesn't even really want to contemplate using force. And this whole situation in Syria, I think, underlined that. A guy by the name of Douglas Feith wrote an article. You spell that F-E-I-T-H, so I think that's Feith. Maybe it's Feith, but it's spelled F-E-I-T-H. He wrote an article for the Wall Street Journal. He's from the Hudson Institute, and from 2001 to 2005, he was Undersecretary of Defense. That's during the W. Bush administration. He wrote an article called A Very Productive Chemical Weapons Attack, in which he makes the case, and I think quite accurately, and as a matter of fact, this is something that we said almost right away, and that when Obama didn't attack Assad, and that is that Assad has profited from that chemical weapons attack, and it and at Obama's and the United States' expense.
Assad and Putin and Iran all profited.
But the lesson for the dictators is what's happening with Assad. Because he points out, as we pointed out last week, that this deal for the chemical weapons disposal to work is going to require Assad's cooperation, which basically guarantees that he is not going to go anywhere. And this is what we were pointing out. This is the case that he makes. He takes it a step further, though, and says that other dictators around the world are watching this, in particular the Iranians. And what the Iranians are taking away from this is that this president will not use force almost at any length. He'll go to any length not to use force. And what it is also telling other more petty dictators is not what Obama would ostensibly have us believe that he wants. In other words, this whole thing with Syria is supposed to teach not only Syria a lesson, but anybody else that wants chemical weapons a lesson. That, no, you better not get chemical weapons because it'll bring about the wrath of the United States.
And well, he's strong, and it's a bad wrath.
But this is something like we've talked about before, the perverse rules of politics. This is a perverse rule of international politics. What he's actually telling them through the Syria experience is, go out and get you some chemical weapons so that the United States will then come along and make sure that you don't go anywhere as long as you have the chemical weapons, and we'll deal with you to just simply get rid of your chemical weapons. In other words, it's basically buying yourself insurance, okay, to keep yourself in power. You know, and it's, this is obviously not supposedly what Obama wants, but this is a real thing. And we talked about this weeks, if not months ago, in terms of nuclear weapons. Remember, I said the less the United States relies on nuclear weapons, the more the rest of the world will.
You know, Chris, in an uncanny way, you just described the movie The Mouse That Roared.
I was going to say.
The Mouse That Roared.
Yeah, it was Peter Sellers, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, he was all those characters in it. But again, get the if you need money, get the attack the United States.
Right.
And you'll lose, of course, and the United States will pay a ton of money to build you back up and give you all this. It was the great, but that's, you're right,
it was
just
an interesting twist in the movie because the United States, I think, surrendered to his country or something. Wasn't it like that?
Well, they thought they had this bomb.
That's right. Yeah,
it was just baloney. It was totally baloney. Look, he's got this bad bomb. We better give in to him.
It's exactly the situation. It's exactly what Obama has just taught the rest of the world. And in the case of Iran, he's telling them nuclear weapons is your card. You see? And now let's jump forward to Rouhani coming to New York. Prior to Rouhani coming to New York, he received a letter from Mr. Obama. And I'm going to quote from the letter today. This is in today's Wall Street Journal in our op-ed page called From Damascus to Tehran, where they kind of pick up the argument that Feith was Feith, whatever his name is. I'm sorry, Mr. Feith. They pick his sort of pick up his argument where he leaves off. By the way, let me read you his last paragraph because it's classic. He says, Bashar Assad must be blessing the sarin gas that killed all those men, women, and children on August 21st. If he did order that attack, it was a master stroke. The victims of chemical weapons shake in agony. Assad, Vladimir Putin, and Iran's Ali Khamenei shake with laughter. Classic. And he's so correct about that.
Could they be so intelligent and devious that so much of this was planned from the beginning? Well, I mean, to me, I think it sounds more, you know, they just took advantage of circumstances.
I think if anybody planned it from the beginning, it was Putin, because Putin's in real trouble back home, and he needed something to give him some boosted stature back home. Let me just get back to Iran, though, because they are jumping all over this. They want to take advantage of this. See, they see Obama as the rest of the world sees him, as a patsy. As I said, as this guy said in his article, and that is that he will do anything, just don't make me use military act.
Like we discussed with Abe Katzman. I mean, Israel, they're on their own.
And by the way, Abe will be with us tomorrow, and we're going to pick up this conversation with him tomorrow.
Great.
But Obama's letter in part says he invites Mr. Rouhani, and I'm going to quote now, cooperate with the international community, keep your commitments, and remove ambiguities about the atomic program. And if he does that, he will be rewarded. In other words, what they're doing is, and they basically made him an offer, and that is that if they'll back off on their nuclear weapons pursuit, then they'll ease the sanctions. The sanctions are really biting. The economic sanctions are really biting Iran hard. and they want these sanctions lifted, in particular the banking sanctions, because it has pinched their flow of capital.
Yeah, but you understand what he said, Chris. He really didn't say anything. It's the exact same situation they have now.
That's the whole point. But he goes on to basically offer them, you can keep all your stuff to make a nuclear weapon, but as long as you don't make a nuclear weapon, we'll ease the sanctions. That's all Iran wants.
How'd that work for Jimmy Carter and
That's all Iran wants.
Clinton.
That's all Saddam Hussein wanted. And if there was no other good reason to go into Iraq and take out Saddam Hussein, it was because he would have pursued those weapons of mass destruction as soon as those UN sanctions were lifted and the world was moving to lift them. We'll be taking this up once again with Abe tomorrow. I want to make another point or two when we come back from the break, and then we're going to talk about the other Halloween party, the one going on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C.
Well, they got Lurch there, that's for sure. You know,
yeah.
Chris, when you think about it, it just kind of makes you wonder, does this president really not want Iran to get nuclear weapons? Oh, boy, we'll be back.
Lando's intelligent, conservative voice. News Talk 660.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. U.S. authorities say three men facing federal terrorism charges in New York City have strong ties to the terror group that claimed responsibility for the deadly attack on a shopping mall in Kenya. Two of the men made brief appearances today in federal court in Brooklyn, where prosecutors and defense lawyers told the judge they were in plea negotiations. The third is due in court next week. U.S. authorities say the men were captured in Africa last year while traveling to Yemen to allegedly team up with the Al-Qaeda offshoot there. Stocks have finished lower on concerns about the strength of the economy and the potential for a budget fight in Washington. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 49 points, logging its third straight day of declines. The S&P 500 lost 8 points. Both indexes have given up all the gains that followed the Fed's surprise decision last Wednesday to keep its economic stimulus program intact. More details at srnnews.com.
Here is tonight's American Adversaries Soundbite RX News Minute. SoundbiteRx.com, a great way to be better informed. Tonight's Soundbite RX News Minute is brought to you by Roxy Pacifics. That's R-O-C-Z-E-Y Pacifics with an X.net. Roxy Pacifics is an all-natural kelp and vitamin-based antibacterial and anti-inflammatory. It is totally safe for kids, pets, and yourself. Do yourself a favor, RoxyPacifics.net. Now here's Christopher Hart with Ted Bogert of SoundbiteRx.com.
Ted, we talked about how our stature in the world has been diminished because of this Syria fiasco, if you will. But our stature has also been diminished for another reason. And tell us why the president of Brazil has canceled an Obama visit.
Well, the president of Brazil was part of the exposure that Snowden did, where it was revealed to the world that we had been spying on the president of Brazil with our NSA security, with our NSA surveillance. And the president of Brazil is not a happy person, and she is making a stand, Chris, because she doesn't think that this is fair, and it's actually embarrassing to the U.S. that this all came out.
President Dilma Rousseff announced Tuesday that she was putting off a state visit to the U.S. next month to protest an American spy program. This does not look good when the president of Brazil is canceling a visit with the president of the United States in terms of U.S. stature in the world, does it?
It doesn't. It's unprecedented. But that was really the only reaction she could have. We have put her in a position because of this revelation based on Snowden's information and the NSA information. There is no other place she could go with this, Chris. She was spied on, and she has to make a statement to the world, and it just makes us, once again, the United States and Barack Obama, look horrible internationally.
As you said, the laughingstock of the world. Okay, Ted Bogert, thanks so much. Once again, folks, you can find out a whole lot more about this story and a lot of other stories at SoundbiteRx.com. I encourage you to go there right now tonight. That's SoundbiteRx.com. We'll be right back.
Hey, folks, I'm Lair Adams, sitting here talking to Ed Roxy of Roxy Pacifics. Let me ask you a question, buddy. What is Roxy Pacifics?
Roxy Pacifics is a kelp water that clears acne and eczema.
This is just an amazing product because it not only works on people, if I'm not mistaken, it works great on your pets. Is that right?
Oh, boy, I'm really glad you brought that up. We had a cat that went to the vet for about 2 years trying to solve an ear problem. And when I got this product together, I sprayed her ear. And within about 3 days, that problem was solved. We have a person that works for FedEx that ordered it for his pet that had heat spots on his tummy, and they couldn't get rid of it. And he bought a bottle from me, and within a week, it was gone.
That's just incredible. Now, folks, again, if you'd like to order some, that's RoxyPacifics.net. That's Roxy, R-O-C-Z-E-Y, Pacifics with an X on the end, 619-654-4829. Ed, it has been great talking with you, sir, and thank you so much for your great product.
Thank you, and thank you for your show and your listeners.
News Talk 660, WORL, Time Saver Traffic.
This update is brought to you by Rawlings College. We are dealing with slick roadways for your evening drive. Heavy delays, I-4 eastbound between Cayley Avenue and Maitland Boulevard. Very heavy traffic, I-4 westbound between Colonial Drive and the 408, and on I-4 eastbound between State Road 536 and the Beach Line. Rawlings College ranks among the top colleges in the nation. The school features small classes with an average size of 17 students taught by renowned faculty. Learn more at rawlings.edu. That's your Orlando area traffic.
Here's your exclusive AccuWeather forecast.
A flood watch is in effect. Mostly cloudy, showers overnight, a low 73. Periods of rain, some heavy, and a thunderstorm or two Tuesday and Tuesday night. High Tuesday, not far from 80. Low Tuesday night, 74. Watch for areas of flooding. Additional rain and a thunderstorm Wednesday, high 82. I'm meteorologist Jack Boston on News Talk 660 WORL.
The American Adversaries, where you and the president can wrestle for the truth.
We're still in this wrestling match with
Blair Adams
and
Christopher Hart, the American Adversaries.
Okay, welcome back. That's right, folks. You are listening to the American Adversaries. We are live. 407-774-8255 is the number. And please, once again, help us out to feed the children. It's real easy to do, and your donation is multiplied by five. So if you give $10, it becomes $50 worth of food and life essentials for children. All you have to do is go to 660WORL.com or call at 866-326-6669, 866-326-6669. Okay, we've got our executive producer, Nostra Dennis, with us now. I want to bring Nostra Dennis in as I make a couple of last points about this Iran situation here, because Obama really, really does want to make a deal with the Iranians bad so that he can sort of get that off, you know, the headache list, because sometime next year, according to what Abe has been telling us and Netanyahu and others, sometime next year, Iran will be at the point where they could, in fairly short order, assemble a nuclear weapon. And it's at that point that Israel is not going to let them go any further. Now, so Obama wants to have himself a deal so that he can wave it in Netanyahu's face in the world and say, look at me, look what I've done. And just like this thing in Syria. If anybody believes that those weapons are going to be gone by the middle of next year, I'm here to tell you, you don't need to be out making any kind of deal in society because people are going to take advantage of you. Okay? That's just not going to happen. It's going to take years. And that's another thing Fife points out in his article, is that it's going to take years, which will guarantee that Assad will be there for years. And guess what? It's going to be delayed, and there's going to be problems all along the way, some created by Assad, some created by the rebels, some created by just bureaucracy. And so it's guaranteed that he'll be there. Obama wants the same thing, however, with Iran. He wants just anything on paper so that he can walk away from the responsibility of making sure that these jokers don't get a nuclear weapon.
Chris,
and as you've pointed out, Lair, leaving Israel on their own to deal with the problem.
And Chris, what gets me is the naivety of people that just keep swallowing everything this guy does and looks at it as, oh, yeah, it's just great. Because he did it, it's just great, without any concept of or reality of what the repercussions are going to be.
It's wishful thinking. It is wishful thinking.
And to a fanatical level.
It is. But that's what Obama has been breeding ever since he came on the scene. That's all he has to offer.
You're right, the emotion.
Is wishful thinking. He's a demagogue. Exactly. It's all about wishful thinking. And whatever thoughts, or whatever words it takes to get that into your mind, that's what he's going to say. And by the way, just remember, folks, that Iran has been one of the main allies of Assad, who we've called a war criminal, you know, and ostensibly they've helped him with rockets, the things that actually helped the guy deliver the chemical weapons. They provide terrorist training. They are now they have active training camps in Iran where they're training rebels to fight in Syria and Iraq. And this is all going on while Rouhani's going around saying, oh, we never had any intentions of making a nuclear weapon. Oh, yeah, well, kiss my booty, buddy.
Yeah, well, Chris, now, I'm not the brain that came up with this idea, but folks, we have to remember, too, that if the embargo is lifted against Iran, Russia would make a lot of money as an arms supplier to Iran.
Oh, you know.
Iran has cash, it has oil, it has reserves, it has ways to pay for things, and right now, Russia's economy is hurting, and Vladimir Putin could get a real sweet deal to, I mean, we're not talking nuclear weapons, yeah, but other munitions and weapons that they'd desperately need.
Well, basically,
especially aircraft.
It would certainly profit Iran because now they could do business again in the world. By the way, it's technically speaking not an embargo. It's economic sanctions. But nonetheless,
the end result
is basically the same. But, you know, Iran is one of the biggest terrorist actors and suppliers in the world. And Obama wants to cozy up to him and make nice with him, sending him nice, sweet letters. Yeah, if only
you
would cooperate with the international community, we'll make nice with you. I mean, it's disgusting.
And this is the same guy that calls Republicans extortionists.
Right, right. And let's just now talk about, and I want to bring Dennis in on this, what these people are willing to do to people like you and me. Nostra Dennis, let's talk a minute about Kenya and Pakistan before we move on to Capitol Hill. How are you doing over at headquarters tonight? You dry?
I am okay. I'm out on the veranda, and it's a little rainy. So
how is veranda?
The noise around me.
Watch out there, Larry. Okay. The standoff in Nairobi, Kenya, is it over? Do we know?
Well, they say that they have the entire mall contained, which means there's nobody in there alive except for a couple of the gunmen. They're not sure if they got them all. There were somewhere between 12 and 15 of them, according to different reports. Three of them are definitely dead. They were able to free some hostages, but as it stands right now, officials say at least 62 people were killed, 200 wounded in the weekend-long attack. 63 more were reported missing as of this morning.
Do we know if there are any hostages left?
They are fairly certain there are no hostages left. The officials are saying they're very certain there are no hostages.
Did you guys see the video today of it? It was incredible. The video is the most amazing thing I've seen in a long time. Very scary.
As we mentioned a little bit on yesterday's show, what they did was they were lining up men, women, and children, asking them to name the Prophet Muhammad's mother or recite passages from the Quran. If they were not able to do that, they were gunned down.
If they could not speak Arabic, immediately they were gunned down.
That's right. And a few people who escaped, a young man named Greg Aldis from New Zealand, said he hid in a box and watched people being gunned down 30 feet away from him. He said, if they'd found me, I'm white, so I'm dead. They're not even going to think twice. They hate your skin color. So this was a racial crime.
And it was an act, obviously, of terrorism. They were going after people who were non-Muslims. This is jihad. This is what jihad is all about. And this type of mall, this soft target, this could easily happen in the United States of America. And this, by the way, is why we need to have the Second Amendment and be as strong as possible. We talked about this a little bit on the show last night. But these were Al-Qaeda. Was this Al-Qaeda or Al-Qaeda-affiliated terrorists? And by the way, I heard that three of the terrorists evidently came from the United States. Has that been confirmed?
No.
Well, they say that the Somalian terrorist group Al-Shahab is claiming responsibility for the attack, and they have links to Al-Qaeda worldwide.
Okay, but no confirmation, because I saw this as a scroll on one of the news networks this morning that I believe it was Channel 13, as a matter of fact, that three of the terrorists were thought to be from the United States.
That's not been confirmed.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah, and they did a background on the names that they thought they had, and it turned out they were not from the United States.
Okay. Now, there was also, over the weekend, another terrible, tragic terrorist attack against Christians in particular, in which at least 70 were killed, right, Nostradamus?
Yeah, this was an attack on a Protestant church in the Peshawar province in northern Pakistan, and it happened at the All Saints Protestant Church. The officials say 100 are dead, over 130 injured. What happened was, at the very end of the service, two people walked in and blew themselves up, suicide bombers.
Two children
were killed, seven children killed, 37 children injured.
And this was a Muslim attack against a Christian church in Pakistan, where the violence against Christians has also been rising, just like it has been in Egypt.
And again, we've got an Islamic extremist group called Jamdullah. They're claiming responsibility for this attack. And this is just as a newly elected prime minister, Nawaz Sharif, wants to reopen dialogue with the Taliban.
Right.
Now, Dennis, now the words of outrage, I don't hear too much from Obama about it, and he doesn't seem that severe. And apparently words of outrage don't do much either, do they?
Well, Obama is outraged, and he was outraged that he thinks there are people out there in America who want to fight to make it as easy as possible for dangerous people to get their hands on a gun. And that's what he's working against. Apparently, he's painting the entire right in this method.
People with guns seem to be able to defend themselves rather handily.
He's talking about dangerous people, so he wouldn't be talking about...
Oh, like victims,
patriots.
Yeah. Like victims, yeah, they're dangerous.
No, I think when it comes to President Obama, anybody who has a gun in his hands is a dangerous person simply because he has a gun
defending
in his
themselves,
hands. Exactly, yeah. That's the length of which their thought process goes on that issue. But yeah, he came out yesterday and made that impassioned speech at the memorial service for the Naval Yard victims. And it was interesting to see the liberal reaction because they're saying, yeah, the president is obviously frustrated because this is going nowhere. And I had to kind of chuckle because it's sad because every time one of these things happens, he props himself in front of all the victims and the victim's family as the demagogue that he is in order to elicit as much emotion as possible because he doesn't have a prayer when it comes to a rational argument. He does not have a prayer. And so it's interesting to see that people now see the futility in this. And even Senator Manchin said, I'm not even going to sponsor anything unless something big changes in Congress. It's no point in it. So
yeah, you're going to see that between now and the end of next year. Democrats, especially in the Senate, are not going to want to go anywhere near that.
Now, where did we hear that before? you're absolutely right. And let's switch now, because I also believe that one of the nice side effects, if you want to call it that, of the standoff on Capitol Hill over the budget issues and Obamacare is that issues like that are not going to get any attention at all. Even if Congress wanted to, they would not be able to give them any attention at all right now because of the Obamacare standoff. Has anything changed dramatically today? I know it's in the Senate's hands, and Harry Reid has until a week from today to come up with something to send back to the House. But if he waits until the end, that would mean at least a temporary government shutdown.
Well, here's a little blurb here. A new Gallup poll has found that the lowest net approval rating among anyone in the House and Senate leadership belongs to Mr. Harry Reid.
Oh, that's got to be a dig at him.
Nancy's got to be pretty high up there.
But, I bet Harry doesn't care a bit. Anyway, Dennis, we got...
Nancy is no longer in the leadership role, so
yeah.
He doesn't count.
Yeah, well, hold on a second. We've got to go to the last break here. When we come back, we'll pick up right here where we left off and continue discussing the face-off over Obamacare. That's right, folks. You are listening to the American Adversaries. We are on 1520 WBZW.
Folks, we're normally on 660, but we will be back probably tomorrow night, right, Chris?
Yep, regular schedule
there.
Tomorrow.
But hey, hang on. We'll be back in just a few moments.
If you own a home and your bank is pushing you into thinking about bankruptcy? Well, don't let it. Bankruptcy is typically a last resort, not your first. If you're looking to start rebuilding the rest of your life without bankruptcy, you need to call the Housing Relief Group, a provisional nonprofit organization. They can give you all your options without charging you a dime, and they can get you the relief you're looking for. Call today at 407-255-2412. That's 407-255-2412. Call now.
This is Marilee from Vacation Travel Planners, bringing you the travel deals of the week. Like Bahama cruises from $129 per person. Or how about a Panama Canal cruise from $799 per person? Oh, yeah. New 4- and 5-night princess cruises from $299 per person. Up to 40% off 2013 river cruises in Europe, including Thanksgiving and Christmas cruises. Royal Caribbean's offering a special 4 ocean view or above cabins on 5-night or longer cruises, and you'll receive a complimentary dinner for 2 in a specialty restaurant, bottle of wine, onboard credit, plus a spa treatment. Give us a call at 321-251-4777. That's 321-251-4777. Or visit us at vacationtravelplanners.com. Keep listening for new travel specials every week.
FloridaInsurance.com.
We specialize in Florida's insurance.
FloridaInsurance.com.
We shop top-rated companies for you, and you get the best coverage for the best price.
FloridaInsurance.com.
Best policy, best price.
More political mayhem is on the way. You're listening to The American Adversaries on 660 WORL. If you can take it.
Ladies and gentlemen, be careful out there driving. The wetness continues, and we desperately need it. The American Adversaries, thank you, 1520 WBZW, for allowing us to join us tonight on your programming. Since normally we're on 660, thanks to the Rays tonight, they're having a great game. We're over here. So anyway.
We hope they're having a great game.
Yeah,
they were doing good earlier.
Score, yeah. Yeah. All right, here with Christopher Hart, I'm Larry Adams, and we have on the line right now our executive producer, the man who sees all, especially if it's already happened, Nostradamus.
Yeah, and you know, that Rays game, they're down 4-2. It's in the sixth inning.
But,
they've gone through a bunch of pitchers already. Chris Davis hit his 52nd home run of the year for the Orioles. He leads the majors in that. It's going to be tough to get a sweep, but you know what? There's still some time left.
I thought with Archer on the mound, they had it in the bag. But
Archer lasted 4 innings.
Oh, wow. Had a bad outing. Well, hopefully he got it out of his system before the playoffs. But talking about getting things out of the system, the Republicans trying to get Obamacare out of the system. The biggest story today is the backstabbing going on in the Republican Party. Has there been any change in that, or is it intensified?
Let's see, Republican leadership is still annoyed by Ted Cruz, and Ted Cruz is still ignoring Republican leadership that's telling him to just shut up and try to make nice with the other side.
Did you hear his speech, Dennis? It was a very powerful speech. I was very impressed.
Yeah. Well, actually, when he was out here in Orlando, I heard most of that. I haven't heard of the speech he did today, no.
Let's see. Listen, the standoff, I heard a really good take on it this morning on Mike Gallagher's show. He had Tom DeLay on there. You guys remember Tom DeLay?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was the majority leader in the House much of the Newt Gingrich years, and he'd probably still be there, except this prosecutor in Texas came up with some bogus charges against him, which he was acquitted of in an appellate court last week. And but he was talking about the process. He thinks that what the House Republicans did was a good thing. And he kind of said what we said last night, Dennis, and that is that what they did was they set a starting point, if you will, in the negotiations. All right.
Tom DeLay, you're saying, is in favor of delay tactics.
In this case, yes. And what he says is what's probably going to happen is the Senate will wait to the last minute, most likely, and send a bill back to the House where they're going to ignore what the House has done. And then the House can either change it up again and send it back to the Senate the way they did this time, or Boehner can request a conference committee and appoint some conferees, and each side have a conference you know, to work out a negotiated compromise. And,
so a super committee like they tried to do last time out.
Well, but this is a standard procedure. This is not really, this is what happens when the House votes on a bill and the Senate votes on a bill and they have differences. It goes to conference. And in the conference, they work out those differences. Normally, they're not huge differences like they are here. However, the Republicans can use the leverage that they have, and it is moderate, but it is not great, in order to try to get some concessions. Now, the concessions, obviously, I don't believe is going to be a total defunding of Obamacare. But what they could come away with is a year delay for the individual mandate, which Obama has already extended to businesses. That would be hard for the administration to argue against. They could also demand that Congress and their staff be subject to the same laws as all the rest of us, and that's very popular in the land, so that would be hard for the Democrats to argue against. And then I think that also they should also seek a ban on any more exemptions for unions or businesses or anybody else, that from now on, what goes for the good, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. And if
Ron Paul has come out with a plan to outlaw any special exemptions for government employees. That would mean all federal workers, even those with Cadillac plans, would have to purchase health insurance through the Obamacare exchange.
That's what I'm talking about. These are things I think they could actually come away with and show that Obama is the one, if he doesn't want to at least concede on these things, which are reasonable requests, you know. So what we have to see here, and it's interesting because Gallagher in the morning is kind of where we're at on this, right? He's along with Ted Cruz in that. Michael Medved in the afternoon, however, is the exact opposite. He thinks that this is a huge mistake. He wrote an article, an op-ed piece that appeared also in today's Wall Street Journal. Let me give you the title of it here. Countdown to GOP Self-Destruction. He sees this in opposition to this lousy immigration bill that they came up with in the Senate as the end of the Republican Party. And I appreciate Michael Medved. I think the guy's a whole heck of a lot smarter than me. But in this case, I have to believe that he's dead wrong.
Well, he's also, Chris, counting on the Republicans going ahead and saying, okay, Democrats, we'll give you what you want, and then the Democrats looking bad. I mean, that's basically what he's counting on and using that into this 2014 election. And that's a dangerous game to play.
Well, one thing, in one sense, I would sort of tend to agree with Medved in the sense that I'm not so sure that the Republicans have the savvy, you know, to see this thing through and get the gains that they could potentially get out of this. Boehner just doesn't fill me with a whole lot of confidence. Having said that, though, I think it's the right bargaining tactic. And that's what government, that's what the adversarial system is all about, bargaining and hashing things out to solve problems.
And showing you got the guts and the cojones to try to do something. Just because you know you'll lose, that doesn't mean you don't have to have the guts to go ahead with your convictions.
That's right. You know, and for a guy like Dan Webster, who sat here and said that he wasn't for a defunding Obamacare to vote for this, tells me that there's something maybe that in the works that they have that we're not hearing about. Dennis, hold on. We've got a caller on here. This is Bob. Hey, Bob, how you doing this afternoon? Long time no see. How you been?
Been pretty good. I don't live in Florida anymore. I checked out.
Where do you live now?
I live in Utah, in the middle of nowhere.
Congratulations, sir.
That sounds like you. You're out there where you're safe and sound, man. I hear you, dude. How you been?
The people sell ammunition and guns on radio shows out here.
I tell you what, if we can't make it here, we'll move to Utah and sell the stuff out there.
Yeah, I wonder how many mall shootings are going to be there.
Yeah, really.
Something I haven't seen since I was a kid. During the summer, the kids go out and play all day long, and the parents don't know where they're at until they get home for supper.
I haven't heard that in 30 years.
It sounds like my neighborhood growing up. 40 years.
It's amazing.
Well,
the only thing is in another 4 weeks, I might freeze to death out here.
You've been in Florida you were in Florida a long time. So, yeah, you're going to have to bundle up those first couple of winters.
Hey, Mormons aren't that bad of people, are they?
But I'm glad you're
not so bad.
I'm glad you settled out there. So, how you been all these months?
Been really good. enjoy retirement. I feel like that my retirement will be cut probably in half in the next 3 or 4 years, but I'm just going to have to learn to survive. I just think with what's going on with the government, we just can't do anything about it.
Yeah, if they don't cut it, inflation will.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right.
I just wanted to call and say hi. I listen to the radio show sometimes online. And I just wanted to see if you remembered me, and I wanted to say hi, and you guys do a good job down there.
Well, sure do. I tell you what, Bob, if you'll give my call screener in here, Nick LoCicero, your address, we'll send you something special, okay?
I appreciate it.
All right, thanks. And thanks for listening to us out there in Utah. We really appreciate that.
Have a good day.
Hey, great to meet you, Bob.
And thanks. It's great hearing from you, Bob. Hey, Dr. Dennis, do you remember Bob?
I do, yeah. Boy, I think I'd like to go out there and visit for a little while with him.
Sounds like we have a refuge if it comes to that.
Yeah.
A well-armed refuge.
All right, so tomorrow we've got Abe Katzman, right, Nostradamus, hopefully?
He hasn't confirmed yet, but I'm sure we can get him to join us on Tuesday.
And we'll be talking about Rouhani's speech at the UN and what's going on in Syria and anything else that develops between now and then, and you never know, it just might. Thank you, Nostradamus.
See ya.
Folks, we sure hope to see you tomorrow night on 660.
Oh, quickly. Also, we'll also have Mark Upgrade from Feed the Children to tell us more about the program.
That's great. Folks, we've run out of time. Have a great evening.
Night, everybody.
News Talk 660 WORL. Altamont Springs, Orlando. 660 WORL.com.
Division of Salem Communications.
On the NASDAQ as SA.